After 14 years, late for the first time.
Yes, Roxanne. I was detained by an unexpected visitor.
Was your visitor tiresome? Did you tell him to go away?
Oh, this was an old acquaintance of mine. For the time being, I said, "Excuse me, this is Saturday. I have a previous engagement I cannot miss. Come back an hour from now."
Your friend will have to wait. I shall not let you go till dark.
Perhaps a little before dark, I must go.
Look, somebody waiting to be teased.
Of course. Sister, approach.
Tell me now, my Gazette. Cyrano.
What is it? Oh, no, it's nothing. My old wound at Arras. Sometimes, you know, it comes back.
My poor friend. We all have our wounds that come back. I have mine here, under this faded scrap of writing. It is hard to read now, all but with the blood and the tears.
His letter. Did you not promise me that someday you would let me read it?
His letter? You wish?
I do wish it. Today.
Here. Open it and read.
Farewell, Roxanne. Farewell, because today I die. I know that it will be today. My own dearly beloved. And I die without even telling you how much I love you.
How you read it. His letter.
No more shall my eyes drink the sight of you like wine. My own heart's own, my own treasure.
In such a voice.
My love.
As I remember hearing long ago.
I am never away from you. Even now I shall not leave you. In another word, I shall be still that one who loves you. Loves you beyond measure, beyond...
How can you read now? It is dark. And all these 14 years, he has been the old friend who came to me to be amusing. It was you.
No, Roxanne, no.
And I might have known. Every time that I heard you speak my name, it was you.
I swear.
I understand everything now. The letters, that was you.
No.
And the dear, foolish words, that was you.
No.
And the voice in the dark, that was you.
On my honor, I never loved you.
Oh, yes, you loved me.
No. Christian loved you.
Even now you love me.
No.
And why so great a no?
No, my own dear love. I love you not.
How many things have died and are newborn? Why were you silent for so many years? All the while, every night and every day, he gave me nothing. You knew that. You knew here in this letter, lying on your breast, your tears. You knew that they were your tears. Why do you break that silence now, today?
What recklessness. I knew it. He is here.
He has killed himself, madam, by coming here.
Oh, God! And what faintness was that?
Nothing. I did not finish my Gazette. Saturday 26, an hour or so before dinner, Monsieur de Bergerac died. Murdered.
Oh, what does he mean? Cyrano, what have they done to you?
I have missed everything in my life. Even my own death.
Oh, my dear.
Ragueneau, what are you up to, my friend?
Oh, monsieur, I am no longer a poet. I snuffed those candles. Now I light them for Molière.
Molière?
Yes, but tomorrow I'm leaving. Yesterday they played Scapin. He has stolen your scene.
The whole scene, word for word.
Yes, the one that starts, "What the devil is he doing there?" That one.
And Molière stole it from you, bodily.
And the scene went well?
Oh, monsieur, oh, yes. They laughed. How they did laugh.
Oh, how they laughed.
Yes, that has always been my life. Do you remember, Roxanne, that night when Christian spoke under your window? It was always so. While I stood in the darkness underneath, others climbed up to win the applause, the kiss. And on my tomb, it will say, "Molière has genius, Christian good looks."
Sister!
No! Don't go away. I won't be there when you return.
You shall not die. I love you.
No, that is not in the story. Do you remember when Beauty said, I love you, to the beast? His ugliness changed him to a charming prince. But you see, I am still the same.
And I have done this to you, all my fault, mine.
You? No, on the contrary. I never knew love before you. My mother never loved me. She found me ugly. But because of you, I had one true friend.
I never loved but one man in my life, and I have lost him twice.
I must go. Pardon. I cannot stay. No, not here. Not lying down. Let no one help me. No one. It is coming. She shall find me on my feet, sword in hand. What did you say? Hopeless. But a real man does not fight to win. It is more beautiful when there's nothing to win. Surrender? No, never. She is looking at my nose, that skeleton. You there, 100 against one. You cowards. My ancient enemies. Falsehood, prejudice, compromise, cowardice. Surrender? No, never. But in spite of you, there is one crown I bear away with me. And tonight, when I enter before God, my salute shall sweep all the stars away from the blue sky. One thing without stain and spotted from the world, in spite of doom, mine own, and
that is
my panache.